I've been interested in a dried salmon takes up space, and when you would travel on your mail run, how did you transport your fish?
We done that in the fall. Moved it, took it down the boat, and stored it at each place.
You did?
Each stop over, yeah. Yeah, we'd haul it down in the fall and put about 500 pounds at each layover, each roadhouse or cabin where we stayed, and that would do for the 13 round trips we made.
Mm-hmm. Before we get off fish, I wanted to ask you whether you felt that did you have fish wheels in particular sites?
Yeah.
And were they recognized as yours?
Well, sure. If anybody fished in one place, somebody else wasn't going to go fishing. Yeah. When you're putting in the fish wheel, you're only going just like a net. You can only find certain spots that are any good.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever have any trouble with anybody trying to fish in the same spot?
No. Nobody. There was nobody that close. My dad used to tell them, people come by in the summer, and he'd say, you're talking about no people around. Well, he says, I got neighbors. I got some neighbors 28 miles down the river, and I got another neighbor 30 miles up the river. What more do you want?
Mm-hmm.
So the only one fished down below us was Jack Welch. He fished a wood chopper. And Al Ames, he had a fish wheel down at Weber Creek, and that's the only fishing there was between Eagle and Circle.
Mm-hmm.